I want you to join me in welcoming Washington State Senator Phil Fortunato, a Republican from District 31. Senator, glad to have you back on the show.
Well, thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it.
I want to bring people up to date that in the last hour or so, the United States Senate, and I'm going to say it in a way that I almost guarantee, no TV news operation in Seattle or Portland or any of the other Northwest cities will say it this way. A majority of United States senators have voted no on the idea of legalizing abortion through statute but passed by the Congress. Now, this was a vote in the U.S. Senate. A majority of senators voted no. A minority of senators, all of them Democrats, voted yes. And that whole idea is dead and gone. Now, King County has taken an action that I wanted to ask you about in anticipation of both the failure of the Congress and of the decision that we think is coming from the U.S. Supreme Court to say that Roe v. Wade was a terrible decision. It was bad law, badly decided. And it's going to be overturned, as the Supreme Court has also overturned a number of other mistakes that it has made throughout its history. And they were some doozies over the years, and I think Roe v. Wade is one of them. What did King County's council do in anticipation of this?
So they passed a resolution saying that basically what the Supreme Court decides doesn't apply in King County. King County is not going to abide by a Supreme Court ruling. Now, this communicates to people in King County that they have no idea how the Constitution actually works. You know, in the 60s, you had some rulings to desegregation. And the Democrats then opposed that. Southern Democrats opposed the ruling on segregation. Now, that was a national ruling under the 14th Amendment.
Right.
This, however, is different because this is actually a 10th Amendment issue. Because if the Supreme Court does overturn Roe v. Wade, you know what that means to people in Washington? Zero. Absolutely no change. Why? Because now the Supreme Court says those decisions get determined by the state. So it now becomes a state issue. So by the King County passing this resolution, they're basically trying to incite the pro-abortion people and get them all worked up that somehow things are going to change in Washington State. That's not the case. And these people, I just want you to understand what happened in the legislative session. The Democrats are so enamored with abortion. They want to protect it so much that what they've done is they have passed a bill that says you no longer have to be a doctor to terminate a pregnancy. A healthcare professional can do it. And if that healthcare professional screws up, you don't have any recourse. So they're exempt from any liability. So that means every member of the King County Council can self-identify as a healthcare professional and go out there and do abortions. And if they screw up and somebody dies or somebody's sterile God forbid, a baby survives this abortion attempt, they would be immune from prosecution. That's what this state passed in this last legislative session. So they are protecting the right of a woman to basically have anybody do an abortion. Remember, they want to have abortion should be legal and safe. Well, it may be legal, but it's sure as hell isn't safe. And if they screw up, there's no recourse. A woman does not have any recourse if she winds up being sterile from this procedure. That's what the Democrats have passed. And that is what King County Council is fighting for.
This is insane because, Senator, we all know that there are screw-ups in abortions. I mean, I'm pro-life, so I don't agree with the idea of abortion. But there are abortions where the baby comes out alive. And at that point, legally, you have a different situation. You have a living baby, and I think the medical community owes it to that living baby to do everything to preserve that baby's life. And we also know, Phil, because I've looked at this over the years, one of the debates that involved State Senator Barack Obama in Illinois back in the day was whether or not to pass a law saying if the baby is born alive, even though you intended to abort it, you have to do everything you can to preserve that life. And Barack Hussein Obama famously or infamously voted to say, no, I don't want that to be the law. And what as ugly as it sounds, there are doctors who perform what they think is an abortion. They do not kill the baby. The baby comes out alive. And you know what they routinely do, Senator? They set the baby in a bassinet in another room. You know, so they can't actively kill it. They can't shoot it full of drugs. They can't strangle it. They can't do what Kermit Gosnell, the abortion murderer in Philadelphia, did. But they set it in a bassinet in another room and say, ignore it for a few hours and it will die. And that is literally how ugly this gets, that they would say, well, if the baby happens to survive accidentally, just put it somewhere, you know, like some evil person would take a dog or cat and just dump them by the side of the road.
Right. Well, recently I've been getting inundated with the pro-choice people calling me up, asking my position on abortion. I happen to be pro-life. I'm not voting for anything that's going to inhibit the ability of a baby to live. But what these people are doing is ridiculous. I mean, we heard a passionate speech, for example, on a woman's right to know of the complications from breast implants. Passionate speeches on the other side. It was a Democrat-sponsored bill. And the legislature finds that all these horrible things happen if a woman has a breast implant, and she has the right to know. So I took that same bill, and I said, make it an abortion bill. If a woman has a right to know about what the complications are to a breast implant, why doesn't she have the right to know of the complications of abortion? I sponsored another bill. Very simple. Now, does that bill impede the woman's right to have an abortion? No. But it does give her informed information to make that decision. I passed another bill. Years ago, you would be able to open up the Department of Health report on abortion, and you would be able to see so many abortions in Washington, so many women stayed in a hospital more than 3 days. The level of care for abortion is so low that you could stay in a hospital for 3 days, and that is considered normal. You could leave body parts in a woman, and that is considered normal.
Unbelievable. That is Senator Phil Fortunato, the Republican from District 31. Senator, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.